Someone always finds me.
The swamp is rotting from the inside out, and the stench is getting impossible to ignore.
Yes, I know, Captain Stern. Never did there live a kinder, more generous man.
See?
Unless maybe the preschooler's prostitute ring. Huh?
A longtime Justice Department employee, Timothy Parsons, busted and charged with child pornography possession and distribution. The very agency that's supposed to hunt down these monsters now caught harboring one of their own. Then the New York Times dropped a bombshell on Rhode Island priests abusing hundreds of kids over 75 years with the church, shuffling predators like deck chairs on the Titanic while covering it all up.
The public deserves to know the truth, in my view, and they deserve to know it as a complete story, not a series of short stories that are told over time or over decades as priests are charged or as the media takes a particular interest over a certain period of time. The public deserves to know the whole story from 1950 to 2026, to see it all in its raw emotion and horror and impact.
Piling on, the cartel's black book of child buyers, allegedly kept by El Mencho himself, reportedly packed with 220 names of global power players, including some right here in the United States, scumbags placing custom orders for trafficked kids, complete with specific ages and twisted preferences.
The cartel leader El Mencho, who was just killed, had a list of all the different world leaders that were on it and who was trying to get children, because the drug traffickers make more money at trafficking children, and he has a list of world leaders and powerful people who are asking for certain kids and ages and types, and that list is what they're trying to protect right now.
And not to be outdone, the Uniparty, Congress itself, the deep state global elite filth is protecting their own while the kids pay the price.
I just think it's really disgusting how this institution protects itself, because y'all, just half of them voted to send this stuff to House Ethics, where you know it's going to die. We know that members of Congress are using taxpayer dollars to pay off sexual harassment. We just had a member of Congress literally sexually harass a woman that then lit herself on fire, and you guys all protected him. Yep. You guys all protected my own side, your side. And so if you guys want to talk about victims, if you want to go out and virtue signal, and then you guys are going to kill her stuff on the floor and then try to pass. Yeah, of course, we should subpoena all of this stuff. But just, I'm not going to sit here and play games. I think it's a complete fraud. I think that's why the American people hate us. I think the midterms are coming up and everyone should go on record for this. And I hope that members are exposed for this. I hope it goes back, I think, to the 70s, because it's wrong that it's happening. It's wrong that we cover up for it. It's wrong that we can't censor our own side because people are busy making deals because you guys don't want to censor your side. It's a deal that's been cut. People hate us for it. So, yeah, I support it.
You know, Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings. And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money. But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records. Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges, the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know, but I do know it's taxpayer money, and I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense.
From DOJ insiders to cartel traffickers to Capitol Hill payoffs, the pattern screams one thing into the noonday sun. The powerful shield the predators, because too many of them are the predators themselves.
How do we do it to where we hold people accountable but still keep the system from collapsing, as you talked about earlier?
Let the system collapse. A system run by twisted power pedos is no system at all.
He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing, backstabbing, larcenous, perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him. He should be torn into little bits and pieces and buried alive.
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
The end of the old order is coming.
There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexandStore.com.
You're all up and joining us on the beautiful Monday morning. A lot going on over here. A lot to catch you up on. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a little chaotic. A lot for me to keep up with. I had myself quite the interesting cooking weekend. I know a lot of you follow me on X. You probably saw. I was busy in the kitchen teaching friends how to cook. I taught Savannah Hernandez yesterday how to make chicken parmesan. So that was a busy weekend for me. I hope you all enjoyed yours. We got a lot to dive into right now. I'm going to be going over the latest regarding the war with Iran. I don't know if the White House is officially calling it a war. I think I've heard a couple of sound bites here and there. But I mean, at this point, we're full on war. President Trump saying that we're not budging from this either. He wants a full surrender. I'll give you the very latest on that front. We're also talking about the suspected Islamic terrorists in New York City. A lot happening on that front that we'll be diving into because it brings back the argument that they try to make about legal immigration. Legal immigration has been one of our biggest issues in this country. And rhino Republicans tell you, oh, no, we love legal immigrants. No, the people that come into our country over these last few years, specifically from the Middle East region, have been absolute trash. And the repercussions of that are still being felt generations later. So we'll dive into that in just a little moment. The New York Post dropping an exclusive, and we'll detail that for you as well. We'll also be talking about John Cornyn because there's tons of sound bites that prove John Cornyn is a rhino deep state operative. But the problem with that is it seems like President Trump is positioning himself to endorse Cornyn for re-election. You know, the guy who hates President Trump, the guy who's made it his mission to go after President Trump. In fact, every main deep state operative that's ever been named, John Cornyn has backed and endorsed. And I mean, literally, he's gone on like this love fest tour with people like James Comey and others. So we got the clips for you. We're going to prove it. President Trump about to make a very fatal mistake if he does decide to endorse Cornyn. We're also going to be diving into a couple of other topics going on all across the country, like Tom Tillis. Many of you guys know that is the senator from North Carolina. He's retiring. Why? Well, because, again, another we'll just call him a World Economic Forum operative because this guy has never backed down from telling the American people his alliance and pledging his alliance to the WEF. Interesting enough, he is going after and swinging at Stephen Miller. It's probably why Tillis is retiring and not looking to run for re-election because he knows the American people are against him because we've rejected as a whole the WEF's plans for the rest of us. So that will be something we dive into a little bit. Also, we're going to talk the Save America Act. I know the president keeps pushing it all weekend long. He's been pushing it on social media. That is exactly what Republicans in the Senate are trying to hold over the president's head. They actually just won't vote this in to law. They're just going to sit here and keep holding over his head because they want political capital from all of this. So I'll give you the latest on that. Also, it looks like one of the guards who was on duty during the Epstein suicide. Well, he might have gotten like $5,000 deposited into his checking account prior to the suicide. Nothing suspicious, folks. Just look into the camera and say he killed himself. As I told our friends, Mr. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino do. All right, folks, got a lot happening here. Let's dive into the first couple of topics going on right now. We have some sad news. It looks like we have an update regarding what's happening in Iran. There's been a seventh service member killed.
It's absolutely devastating. The announcement came yesterday from the Department of War. They announced that a National Guard soldier who was supporting their efforts, this was in Kuwait, was killed. Major Davius, Davius is the individual. He's from Queens, New York. Sadly, he passed away, obviously. They won't tell you exactly how. They just say it's non-combat related incidents, was the exact quote that was sent over to me by the Department of War. So although we don't know the specifics of how he was killed, we do have that right now. Now, again, this has been an ongoing issue with this administration. Over the weekend, they welcomed home, sadly, those six soldiers who were killed in all of this, Iranian attack that they continue to unleash. Now, again, the president still refers to this as a success, but now that given the fact that seven U.S. service members have been killed in all of this, I don't understand how we continue to praise it. Like there's something here that is worth praising at this point. Yes, he's taken out the Supreme Leader. Okay. But folks, seven dead U.S. service members. There's a lot to be said for that. Caroline Leavitt was asked a couple of tough questions yesterday when she was speaking with Maria Bartiromo over at Fox. And specifically, she was asked about those who are concerned right now, those American citizens who are concerned about a potential draft that might be underway very shortly. Listen to how Leavitt responded.
Yeah, and the president had an interesting exchange on Air Force One over the weekend, Caroline. I want to get your take about this idea of troops on the ground. Mothers out there are worried that we're going to have a draft, that they're going to see their sons get in and daughters get involved in this. What do you want to say about the president's plans for troops on the ground? As we know, it's been largely an air campaign up until now.
It has been, and it will continue to be. And President Trump wisely does not remove options off of the table. I know a lot of politicians like to do that quickly, but the president, as commander in chief, wants to continue to assess the success of this military operation. It's not part of the current plan right now, but the president, again, wisely keeps his options on the table. But as commander in chief, there's no greater priority or responsibility to this president than, of course, protecting the American people and protecting our troops and our bases in the Middle East, which Iran has been threatening for 47 years. They have killed and maimed thousands of American soldiers. And President Trump was not going to allow Iran to attack our bases and our troops and our men and women in the Middle East first. And that's why he took this historic action by launching Operation Epic Fury.
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating to hear those kind of responses. The American people have every right to be nervous about a potential draft. Most importantly, why would we put boots on the ground? There is no benefit right now to the American people to do just that. And that's the reality behind all of this right now, folks. We have an administration that's trying to legitimize what they did in Iran. And I've been waiting patiently for there to be an actual response given to us to explain why now was the best time to launch these attacks. Obviously, we're on the horizon of midterms, and that to me is just superficial when you look at the landscape of all of this with seven dead U.S. service members. Seven. So now you're going to allude to the potential of there being boots on the ground in Iran. It doesn't make sense. Now, again, they'll tell you we can't tell you everything that we know, but we've heard this before. When they sit there and they fearmonger and they tell you that there was a looming threat, and that's why we had to act now. What is that looming threat? They've wiped out what? I mean, I've heard numbers about like 90% of the regime so far. So the fact that you can't tell us what was sitting in front of you to me is deeply concerning. I get it. They can't say, oh, it's classified information. We can't release everything to the public. But the American people have been led to believe that there's been potential threats all around the world. And they've led us and our service members into war. Wars that have lasted years and years that have taken the lives of so many innocent Americans. And guess what? We actually never had a threat. A lot of it was cooked up lies by the intel community. So to sit here and to say, trust us, we know what we're doing. As we welcome home now seven dead U.S. service members, it's really hard to understand all of this. It's really, really difficult. And it's almost as if, okay, let's just say you don't really care for the seven lost service members. I don't know how you don't, but let's just say you don't. Let's just say you're superficial and only care about the political side of all of this. Well, right now we're on the horizon of obviously a very steep midterms. Republicans are dropping like flies. Many of them are refusing to run for re-election because they know it's about to be a slaughter this November. And the messaging from the White House is just trust the plan. But then it gets even worse because obviously oil prices are surging. And I don't want to sit here and be superficial again. But the reality of it is if you're into politics, you got to look at everything. And the reality of it is when I opened up my my news updates for today, I think it said it was about $130 a barrel for oil right now, which is really steep. Also, Saudis aren't going to be producing the same amount anymore, rightfully so, because they are under attack as well. So we have a lot of issues here. We have a lot of issues. And right now we keep hearing from this administration to just trust the plan. Trust the plan. Now, the reason why I find all of this extremely, extremely concerning is for, well, more of a simple reason. The administration continues to come out there and tell us all, okay, listen, things are getting really bad right now, but we've got this all under control. And I want to be hopeful because I do truly believe that Pete Hegseth, still to this day, is the best person to lead the Pentagon. But when it comes to the economic damage, and that's something that this White House has been so prideful on. This White House has pushed forward their economy as being one of their top perks of their administration. Well, right now we're looking at something that they refer to as short-term pain for long-term gain. That's what they're referring to when it comes to these oil prices surging due to the attacks in Iran. And it's not just me saying it, folks. That is the common theme being spewed by all the latest talking heads. Take a listen to clip two.
This is a short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term pain.
We have to focus on the short-term.
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 Short-term and long-term.
Short-term.
Hopefully this is a short-term pain.
Short-term is highly outweighed of the long-term benefit.
Some short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
Yeah. The American people are tired of being told that you have to make a short-term sacrifice. The reality is we've been doing this for, what, 5 years now? 5 years. The American people can't afford their bills. They can't afford their expenses. You could barely afford to put food on the table these days. You know, every time I post something on social media about me cooking, there's repeated responses from a lot of folks at home saying, Brianna, most of us can't even afford to eat steak these days. Most of us can't even afford to buy chicken these days. So to sit here and to keep pushing the narrative like it's somehow patriotic for us to sit here and just keep coughing up cash, to not have any money in your savings account, to be living paycheck every single week. It's absurd. It's not fair. It's unacceptable. It just shows that you have no actual grip on the reality that Americans are enduring. And there's a lot there for that. This administration was so prideful. I talk to people internally all the time, and they would never allow, let's just say, those leading certain agencies to make very sharp moves, moves that might somehow affect the economy. They never wanted that to happen because their economy has been their biggest strength. And they've let that be known. They've let that be known. And so behind the scenes, we're watching as people continue to go out there and say just that. President Trump even posting Truth Social, short-term oil prices, which will drop rapidly when the destruction of Iran's nuclear threat is over, is a very small price to pay. No. No, it's actually a very big price for Americans to continue to keep paying. It is, because the amount of debt that Americans are in is absolutely absurd. The fact that Americans can't even afford to buy houses in this country is absolutely absurd. We voted for President Trump to fix the economy, to fix the economy. And we're not even there yet. And I get it. It's a very complex issue. We could hash it out. Probably take me a full show to go through every single bit of all of this. But when you sit here and you try to rationalize to people who could barely afford their bills that, well, if you're a patriot, you'll just suck it up. Again, it's more foreign wars that we don't want. We don't want. And I get it. I do. I truly believe that there is an Islamic threat. But guess what? It's here in this country already. It's here. I need to see some sign that there was some urgent matter that validated the United States going in there and attacking immediately, right before midterms, right before Americans could recover from all the financial burdens they had to endure during the pandemic. Because guess what, folks? Prices still aren't down. Prices still aren't down. The White House keeps telling us inflation's down, inflation's down. Yes, but corporate greed isn't. A lot of these companies are still keeping their prices high because they know the American people have adjusted to paying these prices. That doesn't mean that you're earning a ton of more money. It just means that you've now said, all right, I'll pay $5 a gallon for milk and other things. It's just so crazy. It's just so crazy. You know, you can't even go to the grocery store. We'll get into beef prices in a little bit because we've got an update on that story too. But beef prices are through the freaking roof. You know, for 2 pounds of ground beef, yesterday I paid $15.50 for 2 pounds. That's absurd. That's absurd. And that's a good deal. That's why I bought 2 pounds of it. It's just everything has gotten out of control. And to sit here and tell the American people that this is short-term pain highlights to the rest of us that you don't know what pain actually feels like. The economy was their greatest issue. And guess what? It's not looking too good. As we head into midterms, it's deeply concerning. And if you're wondering how and when are we going to get the bleeding to stop in this country, well, clip three is President Trump talking about just that. And when it comes to when these attacks on Iran are going to end, well, we don't really know. Take a listen.
Can you give us an idea of what unconditional surrender looks like to you? I mean, what do you want from Iran?
I said unconditional, not conditional. I said unconditional. It's where they cry uncle, or when they can't fight any longer, there's nobody around to cry uncle. That could happen, too, because, you know, we've wiped out their leadership numerous times already. So it's if they surrender or if there is nobody around to surrender, but they're rendered useless in terms of military.
You hear that? So we don't know exactly when this is all going to happen. We don't know if there's going to be boots on the ground. We don't know if there's going to be a draft. We don't know any of these things. We're just hoping that those in Iran who might still be in control surrender sometime soon. The American people don't want this, and they've had enough. They want off this ride. They didn't vote for this, and I get it. I get it. The president does think, because a lot of the polls are slanted now, and they're very favorable to President Trump because that's what this administration wants. They want favorable polls. So a lot of these pollster companies now, by the way, if they want an in with the administration, are going to be leaning their polls closer to this administration. Whatever they favor, because they want the president to talk about them, they want access. Guess what? The polls are going to be tilting their scales a little bit. Watch it. Watch it. I think I'm just done with pollsters altogether because I just can't trust what's going on right now in this country. Greed is a massive issue we have. But the reality of it is so many want to sit here and teeter to the president's ego. Now, I get it. This is the best president in my lifetime. But that's not saying much about presidents. That's more so saying a lot more about what we have going on currently. It's really frustrating to sit back and watch, mainly because the people that have the president's ear are a bunch of warmongers, and this wasn't supposed to be the case. I mean, when we sat there, we backed people like Tulsi Gabbard getting in. We liked her because she wasn't a warmonger. Pete Hegseth is a man who understands the consequences of war. We supported it. I supported him. And again, I get it. There's some things we're not going to know about. There's some things they can't tell us. But you can't sit here and say, just trust me. Because I don't trust any politician, especially those politicians whose first names start with Lindsay and last name starts with Graham. I don't trust him. And in clip four, it just goes to highlight again how much of a scumbag he is. Take a listen.
And we're going to win. All Israel right, and the United States, you just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This regime is in a death row now. It is going to be on its knees. It's going to fall. And when it falls, we're going to have peace like no other time. We're going to have prosperity unlike anyone could ever imagine. Peace brings prosperity. You can't do it by talking. The Democrats criticize this operation. They didn't do a damn thing. These men and women in the military should make us all proud.
Yeah, let's just keep pivoting. Let's just keep blaming those damn Democrats. Those damn Democrats. Lindsey Graham is a coward. And, you know, it's so frustrating to sit here and continue to see that he gets airtime. Why would anyone continue to put him on your shows? Why? He has zero credibility. We all know if he got his way, we'd be in World War III right now. This man has never put on a pair of boots ever in his life. He would never go out there and actually put his actions to what his words are saying right there. When you hear him sit there and say, oh, we're going to just completely nuke them all. Remember, he was also going after another country last week? That he wanted us to bomb Lebanon? You might as well just spin the wheel. And that's how Lindsey Graham decides what country he wants us to go to war with next. He's unhinged. He shouldn't have access to the White House. But for some reason, for some strange reason, he still does. Why? Why would you let that man anywhere near your administration? It's one of the many questions so many of us level-headed people continue to ask. And again, I'm someone who truly believes that there is a Islamic terror threat to this country. But they haven't sold any of us on it yet. We haven't seen any evidence. Any evidence. We're supposed to cover your eyes and just follow the leader and hope for the very best. Well, I think the majority of Americans are through with that. I think the majority of Americans have seen enough. I think the majority of Americans want off this ride. We did not vote for higher gas prices, for a war with Iran, to freeing people in foreign countries over our own. We didn't vote for that. And later in the show, we'll talk a little bit about Cuba as well, because the president apparently has his eyes focused on Cuba and liberating Cubans. You know, it's crazy. One of my friends actually reached out to me the day after the attacks in Iran, or maybe it was 2 days after. And he was very excited to see what he saw because he's very pro-Israel. And again, I have friends from both sides of the spectrum, this argument. And he was said that he was celebrating the liberation of Iranians. I said, well, when are you going to go out there and help them? You see, it's so safe for those internally in the United States to allow our service members to go out there and fight their fights for them. If you truly believe in the cause that you say you believe in, go out there. Do something. Do something. Do it yourself. To sit here and to use these young people and to send them off into another Middle Eastern country and say, go out there, patriots, and then pretend like there's some noble cause to this. I don't see the noble cause as of yet. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm not going to go full in and go off that cliff yet. But I will tell you that what we've seen so far isn't enough. Isn't enough. Interesting enough, too, I want to get to this one. President Trump on Truth Social also tweeting about the United Kingdom, once our greatest ally, maybe the greatest of them all, is finally giving serious thought to sending two aircraft carriers to the Middle East. That's okay, Prime Minister Starmer. We don't need them any longer. But we will remember, we don't need people that join wars after they've already been won. Hey, folks, guess what? This war has not been won yet. But also, the UK has been taken over by Islamists. They can't sit there and risk joining us in another Middle Eastern war. What will happen to their cities? They'll likely be taken over by jihadists, terror attacks, endless terror attacks, because they've disarmed their citizens, their police disarmed. So they can't take that chance. Folks, I want to let you all know right now over at thealexjonesstore.com, we have our sale going on right now. Methylene blue, the capsules are 50% off when you purchase the liquid drops that we have over at the shop. Also, it is the March mega sales going on right now, up to 40% off of some of your favorite supplements for a limited time. It includes Ultimate Burn, NAD+, Life Force, Sea Moss gummies, and more over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalist. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigland. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Another day, another Islamic terror attack, this time taking place in New York City. Many of you guys know there was protest over the weekend, and it took place in New York. Now, it's been taken over by a jihadist himself, in my opinion, of course. So Omar Madani is now running the city. And it's quite clear that he is a, he's a very, very, he's a punishment for our immigration system. That's probably the best way to phrase it. He was not a U.S. citizen until we allowed him to become a U.S. citizen. Then he ran for New York City mayor. And now, obviously, as someone who is a sympathizer to Islamic terror, as an Islamist himself, he is someone who is going out there and is very empathetic for those who want to carry out these attacks. Let's go through what happened over the weekend. Right now, we actually just heard moments ago from the NYPD commissioner. Now, she came out and said that there was devices which contain nuts, bolts, screws, and a fuse. Now, she said those devices were thrown into crowds of anti-Islamists. Now, she says this, but she also says now that this investigation is being looked at as a potential terror attack that was inspired by, get this, ISIS. Now, keep in mind, the suspects that have since been arrested are, in fact, American citizens. But the reality of it is their parents came here to this country. And we'll get into that threat in a little bit about how we are seeing a lot of individuals who call themselves Americans leave this country and get radicalized outside of this country and trained outside of this country to commit jihad in this country. So far, it looks like, according to the Daily Mail, six people were arrested for these homemade explosive devices that were thrown into crowds outside of Zohra Mahdani's home. Now, again, they won't tell us exactly if these bombs were functioning or if it was just a hoax. Obviously, not the smartest individuals. Quite dumb. But I've never met a smart jihadist. So there's that. Now, this all took place, again, like I mentioned, at an anti-Islam protest that was going on outside of the mayor's home. The protest apparently drew, according to reports, 20 people, while around 125 counter-protesters gathered nearby. Now, here's where things get a little funny. Okay. The two individuals who have since been arrested for all of this, one's 18, one's 19. According to the New York Post, apparently these two individuals have traveled outside of the country recently. The New York Post is claiming that they were self-radicalized in recent years and traveled to terror hotspots, including Turkey. Also Saudi Arabia. And Australia as well. That's a common theme here. We see this quite often, where a lot of these individuals will take a quick couple of months to go train for their jihad, and then they make their way back into our country. Now, because of all of this, because it's so off the radar, we rarely see these attacks get stopped. Why? Well, because would you suspect an American to carry this out? No, most of us would expect a foreigner. But when you look at the recent terror attacks that have taken place, understands they have taken place when it comes to Islamic terrorism by American citizens. Yes, there is a foreign threat. I truly believe that. But when it comes to those threats being carried out, well, guess what? Guess what? Those are American citizens. Those two were American citizens. Again, I was told, I believe one of their parents, one of the sets of the parents came here from Turkey. And so they were naturalized citizens. But then it gets even worse. You remember the 2025 terror attack that took place on New Year's Day in New Orleans? Well, that individual was American. Apparently, he was a member of a mosque in Houston, Texas, and then made his way to carry out the terrorist attack in New Orleans. The terror attack we saw in Austin, Texas. What they won't tell you is an Islamic terror attack. By the way, he was wearing a Property of Allah shirt with underneath it was the Iranian flag, but we don't know the motive. They're hoping you're just as stupid as they are. What could possibly be the motive there? Well, that, again, was a naturalized U.S. citizen. And again, we talk about sleeper cells quite often, and I talk about it. It's based off the information we've received. But my girl Amy Meck over at the Rare Foundation tells me all the time, she says, Brianna, foreigners, yes, a threat. But the domestic issue here is one that doesn't get discussed enough. She's like, that is the real problem. Because a lot of these mosques are taking these people from their mosques, bringing them to all these countries where they're able to get radicalized, trained, and then they come back into our country. Because you wouldn't notice this. You wouldn't even suspect it. It wouldn't be on your radar because they are American citizens. That is the threat we're dealing with right now. So how do you fix? I mean, you know, I'm radical, so I'm saying deport them all. Ship them out. But what do you do when they're actually a U.S. citizen? It's a solid question. Solid question. Now, the FBI did raid both of their homes. And it's still kind of, you know, under wraps. According to reports, though, one of those makeshift bombs apparently was a sports drink bottle stuffed with TATP and then wrapped in construction tape. So again, not the most sophisticated bomb, but we're still waiting to hear if that explosive would have caused damage. Keep in mind, we actually don't even know if the J6 pipe bomb was one that could have been activated or one that would have caused any damage. So you have to wait in line if you want to hear about these. Now, again, we're sifting through reports, and NBC News also reporting, which has just been confirmed by the NYPD, that while law enforcement was speaking with one of the suspects, he did make a reference to ISIS. Bill Mnuchin also backing up those claims and also backing up the claims that, the parents were from Turkey in one of these cases. One of the parents was. The other one was from Afghanistan. Huh. They're not setting their best. Now, when it comes to Zoran Mahdani, well, he's just hyper-focused on the fact that, in his opinion, Jake Lang is a white supremacist. Not the individual who orchestrated the protest. Now, again, I'm not a fan of Jake Lang, so this is not a backing or an endorsement of his behavior. In my opinion, Jake Lang was abusing a goat the other day and thought it would be funny. I think he does more to hurt the movement than anything. But again, doesn't mean the guy should have a bomb thrown at him. He does have a First Amendment right, given whatever he wants to protest, to protest. But this is what's going on right now in this country right now. This is what's going on. And we have folks trying to debate and pretend like there's some type of acceptable legal system here when it comes to immigration, that we should allow some of them. Not all of them are bad, Brianna. Only a small group of them. Well, if I gave you four apples and told you only one of them was fatal, would you even take the chance of biting into all four of those apples? No, you wouldn't. Would you take the chance of maybe biting into two of those apples? No, you wouldn't. So why the heck do we do this to ourselves? Why do we hate ourselves so much that we've allowed people who despise us into our country? Into our country. You know, we've been told for so long the immigration system was one that was the best of the best. That immigrants were coming to our country to make us a better country, and that it was going to have some way make us a better place to live. I don't believe any of that nonsense. Folks, we've imported a third world, expecting them to somehow elevate us when they can't even elevate their own countries. And so right now we're dealing with this issue where we've allowed people from Turkey, from Afghanistan and other countries into our country. And it's not even directly those immigrants. It's the children that they're spewing. And this is what's going on right now. This is what's going on. They don't want to talk about the domestic threat. The domestic threat here is the fact that we have American citizens going to countries that hate us. They're becoming jihadists, and they're coming back to our country to carry out those terror attacks. Why? Because it flies under the radar. It flies under the radar. How about if you've ever been to these countries at this point, we just say, no, you're not coming in, whether you're a U.S. citizen or not. Folks, we've heard this. I've seen the reports. Amy Mack from the RAIR Foundation, that's R-A-I-R, did an incredible job at detailing all of this. And she details how a lot of these mosques are literally sending their members to these countries. I wonder why. I've also heard unconfirmed reports from numerous sources that a lot of these mosques store weapons under their mosques. Now, the reason why I say it's unconfirmed is I can't send anyone to verify it. And our United States government is a little bit of a coward these days. You know, the people who are supposed to serve and protect us. The government itself is a coward because, well, they deem Islam as a religion. And so because they deem it as a religion, what they believe is they can't infringe on their right to practice. So they will not be sending anyone in there to look into these mosques, whether or not it's true. The reason why I keep hearing these reports is local law enforcement, those who are part of local law enforcement, at least, or fire departments or EMT workers, tell me specifically that when they try going into these mosques, they won't allow them into the basement. They get reports of an elevator-related issue, but they can't get down to the lower floor. They won't let them. A lot of individuals truly do believe that they are storing an arsenal of weapons, and we can't do anything about it. Why? Because they deem Islam as a religion. Folks, we have a massive domestic issue here in this country. And we're being outsmarted by people who have mainly come from countries that have been so... they've destroyed themselves based on inbreeding. Their IQs are extremely low. And for some reason, they're outsmarting our immigration system. How is that even possible? It's a serious question that's worth answering. Chip Roy, for all of my personal feelings about Chip and the lack of action he's taken up while being a member of Congress over the last few years. He's done a great job over these last few weeks going out there and talking about the Islamic threat. It's not an easy task to take up because, you know, as soon as you go out there and start talking about it, the death threats skyrocket because it's the religion of peace, of course. In clip five, Chip Roy detailed specifically about why Zohra Mamdani won't blame the Islamists for throwing that bomb yesterday, or Saturday, I believe it was, into the crowd, and why he's only blaming one person. And the person, of course, that he's blaming is the one who didn't throw the bomb. Take a listen to clip five.
It's deeply concerning what's going on in New York City. Today's turn of events and finding the device there in the automobile not far from the governor's mansion, then after what happened yesterday with those two IEDs. Let's be very clear. I mean, Mamdani won't say it, but these were two Muslims who were shouting, Allahu Akbar. And, we know what the motive there is. And so in Austin, Texas, as you mentioned, just a couple of weeks ago, we had that event where we had loss of life. We had University of Texas students, a Texas Tech University student, others who were killed. And, we're dealing with somebody who had a sweatshirt that said property of Allah, had a, Quran in the back of his car, and was wearing an Iranian flag T-shirt. Again, you don't really have to do a deep level of investigation to look and see what the motives are here. You saw what happened on the airplane where there was, death to America, death to Donald Trump. Look, when you've imported 18,000 people that are affiliated with terrorists, as happened under the Biden administration with illegal aliens coming here or through other programs, when you've allowed almost 5 million people to be imported into the United States since 9/11 from majority Muslim countries, then you're going to have a problem here at home. So the president's doing a great job. We're taking the fight to, obviously, what has been an evil regime in Iran that has been destabilizing to the world, a threat to our national security. I'm glad he's doing it, targeting the conventional weapons, targeting the nuclear weapons. Importantly, standing strong to defend our interest against Iran. But here we've got at home a larger population of people that are now sympathetic and are literally in New York City protesting in favor of the evil regime in Iran.
Yeah, you've imported terrorists that despise this country, and we're pretending like these are people who are going to contribute to our society. They're not going to. We keep telling ourselves this lie. It's not true. Yes, there's going to be a percentage of people who are good people, but if you love this country, you love the safety of this country, and you want to conserve what makes this country great, you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't do this. But that's what we're dealing with right now in this country. Very few will speak their minds and say the truth. Chip Roy now doing just that. We're thankful for it. Obviously, he's running for AG in Texas, and so we hope it's not just for political gain. But only time will tell. Only time will tell. Speaking of political gain, I want to talk about what's going on in the Senate right now. You see, it's really frustrating, but the Senate, who has repeatedly held up President Trump's confirmation picks, refusing to confirm key players who would have done a great job over at the AG's office, who would have done a great job running the weaponization groups. They just don't like them because, well, they're going to do too good of a job and go after the deep state operatives who have been trying to destroy this country, the deep state operatives that they too work for. It's quite obvious. John Cornyn is one of those deep state operatives, in my opinion. He has done so much, folks, over these last few years, that it actually infuriates me that the president of the United States is somehow thinking about endorsing John Cornyn. Thinking about it. We have primaries for a reason, because the American people get to pick the candidates they want representing them in Washington, D.C. Not the D.C. swamp. Not the D.C. swamp. But President Trump has the Save America Act that he's looking to get pushed through. And now it seems like Senate Republicans are trying to use that and hold it over his head. Well, if you want this, you got to endorse our deep state operative, Mr. John Cornyn. And from what it sounds like, the president seems interested. John Cornyn is a piece of garbage. He has sat here and ignored his constituents and doesn't work for them. In fact, we know this because we have tons of endless proof that he, in fact, is working for the enemy. And all you have to do is just Google John Cornyn and any type of controversy within the White House, and you find a quote that is not favorable towards this administration. He, again, is not working for the American people. He is working for a higher power that is trying to control our federal government. They somehow, some way, have gotten their grips on John Cornyn. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to the reel of John Cornyn being against everything that MAGA stands for in clip six. Take a listen.
I can say from firsthand experience that a new giant wall between the United States and Mexico, from sea to shining sea, makes no sense whatsoever.
Part of his agenda is building a wall. He campaigned on it. Your state voted for him in part because of that. And then you were quoted the other day saying you're not for a wall and the people of Texas are not for a wall. What gives you that impression, considering I think you won your state 9 points, something like that, pretty definitive win, running on the wall? Why would you think your voters would not be for that?
Well, I'm the Texas border, and one reason I took my colleagues to Texas was to show them this 1,200-mile border, some of which has 3,500-foot cliffs in the Big Bend area where no wall is really necessary.
Mr. Comey, I'll repeat what I've said at previous hearings, that I believe you're a good and decent man who's been dealt a very difficult hand. I've heard them described, some of these folks described as white supremacists, domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, rioters, seditionists, anarchists. The list goes on and on. But I note that you said there is no federal crime described as domestic terrorism per se, correct?
That's correct.
And as I look at the range of charges that the FBI and the Department of Justice have made against the people that have been investigated for the events of January the 6th, I read a list of assaulting federal officers, tampering with documents or proceedings, unlawful entry, disorderly conduct, conspiracy, theft of government property. Do you think the current laws are adequate to deal with this threat? It strikes me that these are a lot of different tools that are available, but don't really get to the whole heart of domestic terrorism.
You've said that you think it's time for the Republican Party to move on from President Trump. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, in politics, unless you can win an election, you're pretty much irrelevant. And I just think it's critical that, given the direction of the country now under the Biden administration, that Republicans nominate somebody who can win a general election.
Talk about the Russian investigation, and I agree with her 100%, that it is our responsibility to get to the bottom of what exactly happened due to Russian involvement in our elections, much as they got involved in the elections in France, using a combined process known commonly as active measures. It's a combination of cyber espionage, it's propaganda, it's use of social media through paid trolls who can actually then try to raise the visibility of some of this propaganda such that it then becomes part of the mainstream media.
John Cornyn never seems to miss a beat. He always loves talking about those paid trolls. He himself is a troll, but he's a troll in the Senate, and he needs to be taken out of his position. And the reality of it is right now it's obviously going to be a very, very heated runoff race, and we really hope Ken Paxton, who says he's not going to, doesn't back down. Because, America, do you really want this type of politician representing you as a Republican? This post from John Cornyn dragging and bragging about DACA. DACA recipients deserve a permanent legislative solution. That's what the rest of us were thinking. Thanks, John Cornyn. Yeah, let's validate illegal immigration. Let's reward it with DACA benefits. Again, this is a man not working for you, the American people, not working for Texans, but working for deep state operatives. Those same deep state operatives who try to take out Brett Kavanaugh. Remember through that Chrissy Blasey Ford's claims that were never proven to be factually true. There was actually never any evidence that was presented. In my opinion, I didn't believe her. But guess what? John Cornyn believed her. And we have the proof in clip seven. Take a listen.
Personally find her to be credible?
I found no reason to find her not credible. There are obviously gaps in her story. Obviously, we know people who are traumatized can have those sort of gaps. But again, I regret that she finds herself in this circus-like setting.
She finds herself being asked questions about the claims she's making because she doesn't have any physical evidence of those claims. John Cornyn, not a fan of that. Not a fan of that. I don't believe that Brett Kavanaugh should be able to defend himself. And President Trump knows that Cornyn is a coward, a rhino coward. In fact, there's tons of tweets and posts about just that, calling out John Cornyn for supporting gun control. He also referred to John Cornyn as a rhino who is, quote, hopeless. And obviously someone who is kneeling to the left's agenda. And it's not just me, it's also Charlie Kirk in Clip 8, who also felt the same way about John Cornyn, giving his constituents the middle finger. Take a listen.
It is simply and purely shocking. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about his voters. Any decent person that gets booed by their voters, any decent person that all of a sudden gets rebuked by the very people that gave them political power would stop and say, maybe I'm heading in the wrong direction. And they'd back off. Instead, John Cornyn gets in front of the entire Texas Republican convention and gets booed. And then he goes back to D.C. and says, I'm going to show those people. I'm going to show the deplorables. I'm in charge, not you. I'm the senator, not you. I'm in charge. I have never, in my 10 years of doing this, seen such an intentional, brazen, and defiant mode of action as what I have just seen from John Cornyn. I'm not saying it's the worst bill I've ever seen. That's not true. I'm not saying that it's the worst vote I've ever seen. That's not the point. The point I'm making is I have never seen in my 10 years of doing this someone so openly rebuked by their voters and then so quickly turning 180 degrees around and saying, I don't care. I've never seen it. Usually when you show up to a town hall and you confront them, they say, okay, I'm done. I'm going to change my vote. Cornyn doesn't like you. And he jokes about it, actually. Cornyn hates you. He knows he'll still get money from his corporate donors. He knows that. Instead of being allied with his voters and be like, maybe there's something I could learn here. He pokes him in the eye and says, no, 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 no. I'm the senator. You're the serf. You're not a citizen. I'm in charge.
That's exactly how John Cornyn feels, and sadly, the president is still reportedly considering endorsing that man. Got more proof that John Cornyn's a scumbag coming in 1 minute. In the meantime, though, head on over to theoxygenstore.com right now. It's the March Mega Sale. It's going on for a limited time over at theoxygenstore.com.
As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participated, supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at TheAuctionStore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.